Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily CTA podcast fueled by Pilot House. So the Daily CTA, we are a newsletter and podcast about everything you need to know in the marketing world in only 5 quick minutes. We understand you're important and busy, and it's too damn hard to stay on top of what's happening all the time. So sit back, because we're going to be your eyes and ears on what's moving that industry needle. So what's on the menu today? Well, we're going to be looking into AI and how their waitlist was lifted, the next step in your career, an ethical open AI competitor, Outlook's email exploit, and Snap Insights. Let's hop right into it, folks. So Microsoft seemingly lifted the waitlist for its GPT-4-powered Bing interface, allowing anyone to gain instant access to the new experience. Microsoft is racing to integrate the AI-powered chatbot into many ways of its services, as recent reports indicate that the service is reaching 100 million daily users. With Bing's reported 100 million daily active users, marketers can leverage the platform to reach a wide audience and potentially increase brand visibility and conversations. The use of AI-powered chatbots on Bing and other Microsoft services also present new responsibilities or possibilities for customer communication through generated responses to FAQs and decreased response times. Automation provides marketers the time to offer personalized experiences and improve customer satisfaction and engagement when needed. Marketers should keep an eye on developments like this to stay ahead of the curve as AI continues to play an increasingly significant role in digital marketing. LinkedIn is integrating OpenAI's conversational GPT technology into its platform to add more AI elements into its apps and functions. One new feature uses OpenAI's GPT models to generate personalized summaries for users' LinkedIn profiles, making it easier to represent their skills and experiences. LinkedIn is also testing an AI-powered tool that will create suggested job descriptions to streamline the hiring process, and it is also offering free LinkedIn learning courses to help people develop their AI skills until June 15. LinkedIn wants to help users to focus on more strategic aspects of their job. Use AI drafts as a proper structure to craft impactful content. Starting a resume or job description off with the good bones will save you plenty of time when finding the right fit for the next step in your career or business. Alphabet-backed company Anthropic launched a large language model called Claude, which competes directly with OpenAI's ChatGPT. Claude is designed to produce AI systems that are less likely to generate offensive or dangerous content, such as hacking instructions or weapon making. Claude is intended to explain its objections based on its principles rather than trying to avoid potentially dangerous topics. According to Richard Robertson, CEO of RobinAI, a London-based startup that also uses AI to analyze legal contracts, his firm had found that Claude was both better at understanding dense legal language and less likely to generate strange responses. The model's focus on AI safety and its ability to explain its objections based on its principles could be useful for companies concerned about generating offensive or dangerous content in their marketing efforts. A critical vulnerability in Microsoft Outlook, identified as CV-2023-23397, has already been exploited by a threat actor against the government, transport, energy, and military sectors in Europe. The vulnerability is triggered when an attacker sends a message with no interaction required to activate the malicious code. All currently reported versions of Outlook for Windows are impacted. The expectations include Outlook for the web or those running on Android or iOS or Mac to be affected. Marketers must continue to be aware of cybersecurity risks and vulnerabilities that they can then be affected or their business be affected by. In this case, the Outlook vulnerability could potentially allow threat actors to gain access to sensitive data from targeted organizations, including those in the government, transport, energy, and military sectors. This highlights the need for business to prioritize cybersecurity measures and take steps to protect their data and systems from potential attacks. And finally, Snapchat launched a sensitive content toggle in its Family Center control panel, enabling parents to filter out stories deemed suggestive or sensitive. The social media platform has also published in content guidelines, which reveals how it vets and moderates content covering what is eligible for recommendation, what is sensitive, and what is prohibited from distribution. Snapchat plans to add a new feature to the Family Center that allows parents to monitor their children's use of the chatbot MyAI. Snapchat offers valuable insights for marketers aiming to maximize their exposure on the platform. The guidelines can provide clear instructions on what content is eligible for recommendation and what is prohibited from distribution. These could guide marketers in creating content that adheres to the platform standards, making your efforts much more clear and concise. And that is today's Daily CTA. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Jordan Gillis, and I will happily see you all tomorrow.